Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Dr. Marquard Russell here, the king of client attraction, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. So in this episode, I want to take you behind the scenes and show you how Dr. V was actually able to turn her annual salary as a nurse into her income. And she actually exceeded what she used to make in a year. She actually exceeded that in only 4 months. So what if you could actually take what you make in a year, right? And you make that in 4 months. And for the next 8 months, you could actually take off. Well, in today's episode, Dr. V is going to break down step by step by step how she was actually able to do it. So that way you can pull away these nuggets so you can apply them into your business. So let's go ahead and jump to the episode right now where our president of communications, Rochelle Shaw, is actually interviewing Dr. V and pulling all the nuggets out so you can apply them to your business. Let's get to it.
Hey, 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 and we're back. Hey, it's your girl, Rochelle Shaw, president of communications here at Client Attraction University, where I get to have the most fun of anybody in the world. And this is my absolute favorite day of the month where I get to talk to our rock stars, our folks killing the game in their own industry, where we help coaches really transform their business. Well, this girl right here is doing the absolute most. And welcome, everybody, Dr. Viola Pierce. Yay! Woo-hoo. All right, here we go. Dr. Pierce, please introduce yourself.
So my name is Dr. Viola Pierce. I am the owner and CEO of VP Nursing and the Nurse Nurturer, where our goal is to teach nurses how to work from their computers anywhere around the world, making money and owning their own time.
There it is. Because we're recording this, you know, damn near year two anniversary of COVID-19 and Omarion, okay, Omicron, Delta, and everything else that comes out of nurses need this. And so let me first honor you, sis, and say thank you so much for doing what you do, because it's really helping to transform so many lives. How do you help them do that? Like how do you help them leave from what they've known, what they've invested in for so long, serving others to finally serve themselves?
So, you know, for years and years and years, the healthcare profession, basically, we've been taught to work for someone else, right? And so the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Mm-hmm. And so for years and years and years, you know, I recall that when I first started work, I'm an emergency department nurse by trade. I've been a nurse for almost 30 years. And I remember from 4 until 7, we didn't see any patients in the emergency department. That is unheard of today. And it is because of the state of healthcare. We're in the richest country in the world, yet we spend more money on healthcare than any other country. You know, the concept of eating right, the concept of exercising, the concept of elevating who we are in the community is not something that is heard of. So we as nurses, we are a powerful force. And because we're so powerful, we have the ability to change the face of healthcare as we know it. And so there's two ways in which we do this. Number one, we form a business model to help our communities. And then once we've formed that business model, then we can help our own selves and our own lives and fill our own pockets.
Yes, yes, yes. For many years ago, I was the president of the National Association for Moms in Business, right? And it impacted, you know, millions and millions of moms, helping them really kind of transform who they are into leveraging that business. And our philosophy was, if we can help a mom, we truly are helping a family, right? And if we can help a family, then we help a community. And once we help the community, then we can truly change the world. And so that's what I think you're doing now with yours. Like, these nurses are primarily women, and they can truly change the world just with their knowledge.
That's right.
Their knowledge. So how do you help them create the business that they want?
So first, we identify their area of expertise. So we help them identify their customer avatar, who they would do, what they would do, whether anybody paid them or not. That's the first thing that we do. And then we see whether everybody else wants it. You know, we figure out the trends and what's going on in the world. And then we form a sustainable, profitable business model based off of that.
Oh, yeah. Sustainable, profitable. You know, I talk to so many folks who they may have a business idea, right? But they don't understand that, look, without profit, it's no fun. It's like so much you're working for free. Who works for free? Like, if you're going to work, you might as well go work at a hospital, you know, risk your life every day, especially now with what's going on. But no, there's other ways to do that. So that's just fantastic. So now that you are leveraging it, what made you decide that this was the area that I wanted to go into?
I just knew that what we were doing was not working. You know, I can tell you story after story of patients that would come in. So I just give you an example. There's a drug that we give to patients who have hypertensive emergencies. We give the drug to these patients. And I used to get so upset with patients who were non-compliant, right? But the reality is that this particular drug is an off-label use to children with ADHD. So if it's doing that to children with ADHD, it's calming them down, then it's calming you down, and you're here, they're coming down to here, and you're coming down to a much lower state. You're not able to take care of your family because of the side effects of drugs. I mean, that's not the way that we need to, it has to change. It was a senator that was in Washington that actually, she said something about nurses playing cards on their breaks. And I was upset about it. You know, and I shared it on my Facebook page. But when I woke up the next morning, because I have a lot of nurses on my Facebook page, my page was lit up. And that's when I understood, okay, we've got some power here. We've got some power. And we're the biggest force in healthcare. And so we have the ability to change it. We just have to have the mindset, the business model, and we can work it out.
That is so true. It's like, you know, I have been in the hospital a couple of times and it's the nurses that I saw. I never saw the doctor, you know, and at one time I was having an issue and the doctor prescribed a medication that was going to make the issue worse. And it wasn't a life or death, right? It was just going to make it really inconvenient for me. And so I asked the nurse, I was like, isn't this going to create this inconvenience for me? And she was like, mm-hmm. I said, so should I take this? And she was like, mm-mm. She's like, but don't tell nobody that I told you that. And so when the doctor came and was so angry that I wasn't taking it, you know, I said, well, here's the reason why, right? It's going to make me get up, have to go to the bathroom. I'm having a problem getting up. I'm already attached to everything. So why they have to come and help me? It's going to be miserable. So why would I do that? No. And he's like, oh my gosh, you know, well, who's the doctor here? And yeah, you are. But sometimes I don't think that you ever really consider what's going on and that nurses, they truly do have so much power. And truly, they know what's best because they spend more time. Not because they have more knowledge, it's because they spend more time with the patient. Oh my goodness. And you know, out of trust levels nationally, nurses are like the number one trust level.
That's right. 17 years going.
you know, then school teachers, right? But nurses have it far past anything else. So tell me about this movement. Like, you know, what do you want to see happen? What change do you want to see happen?
I just want our communities to be healthier. You know, the reality is that we have a centralized system where, if you really think about it, okay, just really think about it. When you go to the hospital, and not that I'm saying that you need to distrust hospitals, but when you go to the hospital, their financial system is based on butts in the bed. It's based on you coming there and being sick, right? And so we have to, as nurses, get out into our communities, and not just out into our communities, into these doctor's offices, into these healthcare facilities, and provide leadership training, you know, consulting. So we can do B2C, B to customer, you know, business to customer, business to business. We can do either one, coaching and consulting, either one. It doesn't matter. Or business to government, where we can, you know, leverage these governmental contracts and make a lot of money, you know, based on that. So it's just different ways. We just have to know how to systematically build the business model so that it's an overall help for everyone in our community. And it's huge. It's just huge. When I think about, you know, the medicines that I have been prescribed, and I know the difference. I know what I'm like, I'm not taking that, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just said, right? So, you know, most people don't know the difference. And so they come in. They don't take their medicines, and then they don't understand what they need to do in order to change their lives. I'm just asking for us as nurses around the country to band together to make this a sustainable business model so that literally it changes communities.
Yeah. Well, because it, you know, change the world.
That's really. Right.
You know, it doesn't make any sense for us to have this, the most expensive healthcare system ever. For insurance not to cover some, you know, people filing bankruptcy because of a medical bill. It's like,
exactly.
it just doesn't make sense. I happen to be in Southern California, and they have one huge provider, right? And so everybody goes there and they're all, oh, you know, we love them. Well, I have been taking a blood thinner for years this is the one that I take. And I said, oh, we don't cover that. Well, why? Well, because it's more expensive. I'm like, so I'm already paying more than the average person in America for healthcare, even though it's not supposed to make a difference, right? I'm still paying almost $900 a month just for me, not anybody, just for me. And it doesn't cover my medication that I want. Wow. Formulary. Like, oh no, so we need to change you. So of course I was having different side effects and different, you know, my body's not used to that one. Had to take it twice a day instead of once a day, just all kind of crazy foolishness. And I'm like, this makes no sense. Mm-hmm. How does this work? How does it work? I mean, it's almost better to just not have the insurance and just get the drug from the who provides it, right? It's cheaper because it's $600 if I just go direct, or it's $800 to get one that like, it just does not make sense.
That's right. That's right. And it's because we live in a capitalistic society. And I mean, I get it. I mean, I get it. But what I don't get is just preying off of people. And it's a systematic problem. And in order for us to change it, the biggest healthcare professional, which is nurses, we can change it.
That's what's exciting, is that we are in a capitalistic society. Mm-hmm. Because we are, mm-hmm. we know that nurses have power. Mm-hmm. And with that power, and if we teach them the economics and how to use the capitalistic society to work in their favor.
Game changer.
Game changer. Game changer. That's why what you're doing is like, it's so exciting. Like when I think about it, it's like, wow. So let me ask you this. So what made you say, ooh, I want Client Attraction University to help me?
Well, so I had been in a coaching programs before, but I was able to build the model of the business, but I wasn't attracting clients in a very systematic way. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in healthcare, we're taught about systems and how you change your processes, and in changing your processes, then you're able to do things, move very differently. And so I knew, I mean, middle honestly, middle of last year, I was thinking, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't get clients. And so, of course, I saw Marquell on a podcast and he started talking and I was like, let me listen to this guy right here. He sounds like he's smart. I was like, let me listen to him. And so he started talking about success. Success is not secret. It's a system. And I was like, you're right. And so then I kept listening to him. And of course, I started getting his email. And I don't know, I signed up for something. And I went ahead and got in. And I was like, and when, you know, we built the system out, it gave me the ability to let it run behind the scenes while I worked. And that was the key. That was the key because I could not work on the business all the time. It was wearing me out.
Yes.
And so letting it work behind the scenes. And so literally I no longer work for corporate anybody. I have completely pivoted into my own business. And within 4 months, I will have made outside of probably about $12,000, made my entire salary from last year in 4 months.
You better work, girl. You better work. No, that's fun.
That's fun.
That's fun. That's when I talk to folks about business, right? Every day, I'm always like shocked when it really is just a number one, a system, and number two, an equation. There's no emotion in here.
Right.
But you do these five things and you adjust based on the data that it gives you back. But most people get caught up in well, I feel like I'm. So when they start with that, I just shut up. Go sit down somewhere. You feel like what? How about the data? How about you show me the data? You know, what does that mean? One of the real blessings of coming to CAU was Marquell loves to say, and what do you mean by that, right? For clarity. And when I first met him, I was really annoyed, right? I'm like, well, you know what I mean by that. And he's like, no, tell me, what do you mean by that? And so now I find myself just asking that, you know, 1,000 times a day, just to really just, because I need to know, like, why do you feel like that? So what do you mean by that? Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of feeling and it feel like I'm doing a lot of work. Oh, so you feel like this should be easier. Yeah. Okay. It's not. So now can we get over that whole I feel thing and move forward? Because it truly is. So I know that you were in coaching programs before. So what is the most different thing about CAU than the other ones?
The most different thing is, number one, the level of support that you get. The level of support, the amazing, like everyone just really is incredibly. I think one of the things that is just for me was just how everyone is just so incredibly nice. Like I love it. Doing that 3 day, I was like, and everybody was like, we got you. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they say that all the time. And I was like, and so you feel confident, right? You feel confident in the fact that they do have you. You feel confident in the fact that you are going to get it done. And then that creates a sense of, you know, because somebody has to help me to believe in me sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
I got to borrow from someone else. For me, that was it. It was just the being cordial, okay, mm-hmm. being supportive and all the time. I mean, consistently and constantly. Yeah, it was a game changer for me.
Oh, that's so good to hear, because we do get people who they feel as if, right? That whole I feel, I need one-on-one. Well, you do get one-on-one. We just do it in a more efficient setting, right? Because we like to leverage time. We like to leverage everybody's time, not just, you know, one person, because you can be taxing on if you're just doing one-on-one, right? So I love to hear you say that you felt supported, because we really strive to make it seamless and that you feel like you're getting a one-on-one, even though we deliver it in a group setting.
Well, I think that sometimes people don't understand the value of the group setting. first of all, the value of the group setting is that, like, I'm on calls all the time. Well, I don't submit a ticket, but I'm just there to listen. Because in that call, I may find out something that I didn't already know, right? And so, because you don't know what you don't know. And if you sit in the midst of people who are smarter than you are, then you're able to gain from them. Yeah. So that one-on-one is just, it's outdated. It's an old model. They might as well get over it.
They may as well get over it. That's what I say. Okay, well, you keep doing that. You keep doing that because you think you're so smart. You think you are. I know. So we lovingly release them and we let them go on about their business, you know, and oftentimes it's their insecurity about being in a group. You know, that, ooh, they'll think that I'm not smart. Well, you're not supposed to know this. That's why you're here.
Right.
You're not supposed to know it, but it takes, you know, someone who has gone all the way to a doctorate to be able to explain it in a way so that they understand, right? It's the God's honest truth when you are around them. Like, I like to just be in the energy of people who are on the same mission as me. You know, entrepreneurship is, you are the loneliest person on the planet. Nobody gets it. Your relatives are telling you, girl, you left that job. Can you believe she left that good job, right? They're right. Telling you, why would you do that? You went all the way to school to do that, to lead and to have your own business. You have lost your mind. You know, when you get paid, I say whatever I want to.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, well, what you want? Oh, you want to go to Hawaii? That's what I said to my kid. You want to go to Hawaii? Okay, let me send this email real quick. You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? But because they have no context, they don't get it. And when we are in with them, it is always a battle. If we don't have our mental armor right, if we don't do our morning routines correctly, then we can slip back into that. So those calls that we have every single day of the week are there to support us and to support you and to support your journey and people who are on that journey with you to, like, okay, let's go crush it today. How about that? And it's like, what are you talking about? Oh, I feel like I need, oh,
woo. I think right. That one of the things that, as being doctorally prepared, you know, sometimes I get in my head and I say, well, you should already know that. But what I do know, this is what I do know. And I think that healthcare has helped me with this, is that if I don't know something and I go into that patient's room and I try to act like I know, then I will harm my patient. So I always say that the worst questions are the questions that go unasked. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that is not my model. And so so on the other side of that, I'll say I'm doctorally prepared. OK, so I am smart. I just don't know the answer to this particular question. I stay in my lane. Yes. And when I need to veer out of my lane in order to learn this, then that's what I do. And other people's opinion of me ain't none of my business.
None of my business. I giggle in that, you know, I spent 10 years helping doctors build their practices, right? And so I've written several books for them. And so I always laugh about how, yeah, I could see patients and ask, you know, questions and make them think that I know what the hell I'm doing, but I would kill up a whole bunch of folks too. So when they come to me and they say, hey, Rochelle, you know, yeah, I've heard that about the building the business. Yeah, you know, you may know it here, but you are not really, like, you really don't know it. You are not a master of it. And you will kill up your business if you do these things that you think you know without having the expertise. So same thing. I just believe in the power of many and leveraging the power of many to get me to where I want to be very, very quickly. So love it. So now I think you already told us what your business looks like after CAU, that in 4 months you already made your salary. What the hell? How amazing is that? Congratulations. Congratulations. That's super fun. But before we go, I always like to ask everybody to, do you have any message for Marquel or Andre or the team or anybody here, like anything that you'd like to say to them?
So I would like to say just thank you. Thank you to the entire team. Of course, you know, we are on calls with Andre every other week, and he is just, he's just so amazing. He's so good. I love being in the Zoom room with him. You know, I really like Marquel's, just his demeanor, right? the confidence, that not just the confidence, but the spirit within him, because I feel like he's just such a good guy, right? And you know, of course, Coach D, she is a boss, all right? I mean, just amazing. And then of course, Coach Mike, he is just super analytical, super, just provides an amazing amount of information. So they, of course, they are the ones that I interact with the most. And of course, the other people on the team, Wes and Bianca and Vanessa. I mean, just really. And of course, you, Rochelle. I mean, I love, just love all of you. I love.
Oh, we'd love to hear that. We'd love to hear that. We love you, too. You know, at CAU, love is an action word. And we say that daily. We tell each other we love them daily, but we also show each other that we love them too, because we want everybody to feel like family when they're here, that they are in a safe environment. And we are as invested as you are in this business and in getting it to where you want it to go. So we love you. We love that you're here. We are so damn excited for you. And as we talked about earlier, you're doing such important work to change the world. And that's who we like to talk to, world changers, you know, who are here not just to make money. Like, the making money is the easy part.
That's right.
Changing the world, making a true difference, is the hard part, because you're changing people's minds. So, you know, congratulations. If you are watching this and you happen to be a world changer and would like to change people's minds once they get to know you, go check us out at the Client Attraction Made Easy. That's probably the easiest place to go. ClientAttractionMadeEasy.com. We do a 1-day seminar every quarter where we help you really kind of understand how we talk, how our brains work, so that we can jump into your coaching and consulting business and truly build it the way you want to. Or you can go to the paidadplaybook.com and see our 5x5x25 method where you can build your own $1 million business. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Viola Pierce, for crushing it, both in personally and in life and in changing the world. How do they find you, Dr. V? If they are a nurse and really want to change the world, how do they find you?
So my website is V as in Victor, P as in Paul, nursing.com.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple, they're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.